It's Bob Almanac time. Sit up, Joe. Come on, let's go. It's time to go. It is time to go here. Let's go, Joe. Pastor Joe from the Cowboy Church in Ham Lake. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're standing by. Okay, very good. The Almanac, Thursday, June 27th. It's the 178th day of the year. We have 187 left to go. 1940 this date, he was the tallest man ever to walk the earth.
Every time young Robert goes through a doorway, he scores a duck. And this is Robert's father, a mere dwarf of 6 feet.
We're talking about Robert Wadlow. Anybody who's even glanced at the Guinness Book of World Records probably knows what this guy looks like. He was measured on this date by a couple of doctors. He's still so tall, it took two doctors to measure him and recorded his height at 8 feet, 11.1 inches.
Ouch.
Practically 9 feet tall. The sad thing is he died just less than 3 weeks later, mid-July, and he was only 22. Obviously, he had severe health issues as a result of his size and some kind of a glandular issue.
Oh, yeah.
But that was the state, 1940, and he is still, nobody's beaten that record. Nobody has grown to be taller than 8'11.1".
Just think how he would have played basketball.
Just think, yeah, I'm sure he wasn't able to probably run up and down the court, but he could just stand there and...
They'd just throw it to him and he'd stand by the basket.
Would have been a force.
Yeah, would have
1950.
On Sunday, June 25th, communist forces attacked the Republic of Korea. This attack has made it clear beyond all doubt that the international communist movement is willing to use armed invasion to conquer independent nations. An act of aggression such as this, it creates a very real danger to the security of all free nations.
That is our president, Harry Truman, this date 1950, talking about the North Korean invasion of South Korea. And 2 days after that event took place, President Truman ordered the Air Force and the Navy into the Korean conflict. On this date. And I guess, you know, it's like that Vietnam and Korea, we call them wars, but they really weren't. There was no declaration, right? So really, technically, they're conflicts. But,
yeah.
You know, we did send men and women there, and we did lose service people as well in the Korean conflict. 1950. I think by 1953, they finally did sign a truce, but it's been iffy there ever since, though, Joe.
Yeah, that's been really iffy.
As you know.
Even as recently, it's been iffy.
We had this date. I don't know something about this date itself, but we had two weird marriages on this date. One in the 90s and then one here in 1964. People forget that Ernest Borgnine and Ethel Merman were married. It lasted only 38 days. Do you remember that, Joe?
I do remember
Ernest Borgnine. His buddy was Ernest Borgnine.
I do remember
as
that.
You know, but it only lasted 38 days. 1984 on the Letterman Show.
Tonight, perhaps our most exciting, most dramatic, and most scientific experiment. We throw stuff off a 5-story tower. You know it's going to be fun.
It was one of his best bits. Almost that time he was ensconced in Velcro, and he jumped onto the Velcro. I can't remember if he was the hoop or if he was the hook, the hoop and then the hook, right?
Right.
Loops and hooks. I can't remember which one, but this was one of his best bits, and it debuted on this date on Late Night with David Letterman, dropping things off of a 5-story tower. Joe, if you were to drop something off a 5-story tower, what would it be? Do you have something that you'd like to do?
Well, I mean, it'd have to be something I'd literally like to get rid of.
Yeah, like right? Your mortgage payment.
Drop that off
a 5-story tower. Student debt. Oh, wait, Bernie Sanders is going to take care of that. 1993, Lyle Lovett and actress Julia Roberts were married. So here's another weird marriage. It was secretive. Nobody knew about it, really. And then they were divorced in 1995. In fact, they were divorced before a lot of people even know that they had been married. Lyle Lovett, Julia Roberts' date, 1993. 1995, in the news.
Producer Amy Coons knew something was very wrong when Jody failed to show up for her 6 a.m. newscast at KIMT-TV. When police arrived at Jody's apartment complex, they discovered evidence of an abduction.
This was the Jody Huizentrout disappearance. This was the day
that
she was late for work, never showed up. She's a Minnesotan. She's from Long Prairie, went to St. Cloud State, and was working on television in Mason City. And it is still a cold case. It came back into the limelight and back in the news. Maybe was it last year, 2 years ago? They had a person of interest, and they opened up the case again. But again, nothing came from it, apparently. And it was 1995 that she went missing. 2001, this date.
There was word from California today that one of America's favorite actors, Jack Lemmon, has died of cancer. Lemmon was 76 years old.
Jack Lemmon was a good actor.
He was.
I loved him. Glengarry, Glenn Ross, The Odd Couple. Was he good as this? You know, it's a toss-up between him and Tony Randall, who's the best Felix.
It is.
And in Grumpy Old Men, Some Like It Hot. Jack Lemmon passed away. We're remembering him here today. He was 76 years old. 2011, something smelled funny in Illinois.
Prosecutors argued he tried to trade the Senate seat in return for a top job in the new administration.
How about Health and Human Services? Can I get that? How about UN Ambassador? Ridiculous.
Just hot air, his lawyers said, but the jury, 11 women and one man, heard a corrupt governor in action.
We felt that it was very clear that he was trying to make a trade for the Senate seat.
Okay, maybe we could give you a spot on Celebrity Apprentice. Would you like that? And apparently he took him up on that offer. Rod Blagojevich found guilty on this date. He tried to sell or trade Obama's Senate seat, 2011. He got caught. And he is still serving time. He was, sentenced to several years in prison. He is still in whatever prison it is. It's a white collar type prison, I'm sure. Yeah, no doubt about that. And then 3 years ago.
Happy birthday. Possibly the world's most popular song since a version was first sung in a Kentucky kindergarten more than a century ago is finally free from copyright after a fiercely contested court battle.
Happy Birthday. The Happy Birthday song is no longer copyrighted. It is now public domain. That means our friends at Applebee's don't have to sing that funny made-up song that they did. They can now actually sing the Happy Birthday song.
There's a lot of other songs that should fall exactly in that category.
So that's a big deal, and that happened this date 3 years ago. Ross Perot's on our birthday list today.
Oh, and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south. So if the people send me to Washington, the first thing I'll do is study that 2,000-page agreement and make sure it's a two-way street.
Yeah, he's talking about NAFTA there, the big sucking sound. Now, is that actually Ross Perot, or is that Dana Carvey doing Ross Perot? That's for you to decide. Ross Perot, he's still with us. He had something to do with Texas Instruments or oil, or I can't remember how he made his money, but he's from Texas, and he ran for the president, most notably in 1992.
I think he was an oil man.
Yes, he probably, if you're from Texas. So he's 89 today. One of the Beach Boys.
I wish they all could be.
He wasn't one of the original Beach Boys. He actually came on when Brian Wilson didn't want to tour anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Johnston.
The West Coast
and Barry Manilow has a song called I Write the Songs. Guess what? Barry Manilow didn't write that song. This guy did, Bruce Johnston. And Bruce Johnston is singing back up there. That's the first recording of the Beach Boys for him that he was and that he appeared on. Bruce Johnston is 77.
He's 77?
Sure is.
Wow.
The Almanac does not lie. Also 77 today. Playing the ivories. Do you tinkle the ivories? Do you tickle them? You don't tinkle them. You do that tinkle is something else.
Yeah.
You tickle the ivories. Frank Mills doing the tickling of the ivories. But after you tickle the ivories for a while, you usually have to tinkle, I would imagine, eventually.
I would imagine so.
Because you need to stay hydrated, tickling the ivory. So that's Frank Mills and his big, big hit, Monstrous. You recognize this melody, don't you, Joe?
I do.
Pastor Joe from the Cowboy Church with us here this morning. It's Frank Mills and the Music Box Dancer. He is also 77 on our birthday list today. Stand by for more audio.
I never minded getting older because I just always kept looking better and better. and better and better. But this year, I don't look better. Mm-hmm. I've leveled up.
Stephanie, you haven't lost your looks.
Well, I know that, Dick.
From Newhart, she was the housekeeper at the Stratford Inn on Newhart. Julia Duffy went on to do some great stuff on Designing Women as well. Former Vikings coach having a birthday today.
You know, bitterly disappointing and unfulfilling. Proud of the way our guys are able to fight themselves back into it.
Yeah, he was talking about the pregame meal there. No, actually talking about the loss to the Saints in the 2009 NFC Championship. Brad Childress, who was the coach when Brett Favre was here, and then they totally fell on their face in 2010. He got fired. Leslie Frazier came in. But Brad Childress is 63 today. We have country singer Lori Morgan is 60. She's going to kick off the Bobathon for us in her honor. Happy birthday, Lori Morgan. Neil Freeman is not here to celebrate. She is one of his favorites. And Lori is the big 6-0 today.
Peter?
Yeah?
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Any better this morning? Any change?
Change? Yeah. Big change.
Well,
he's
up.
Peter Parker, and he was a good Peter Parker. Tobey Maguire. Believe it or not, 44 for wow. Tobey Maguire from Spider-Man. You ever watch those Hunger Games movies? Joe, the Hunger Games, Catching Fire, The Mockingbird, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Hello, Finnick.
Do you want a sugar cube? I mean, it's supposed to be for the horses, but I mean, who cares about them, right? They got years to eat sugar, whereas you and I, well, if we see something sweet, I better grab it.
Yeah, you better, but he played Finnick. Do you give your horses sugar cubes?
Absolutely.
You drop one into your coffee and then throw a couple at the equines, and they're happy and good to go. Sam Claflin, who is Finnick, who was a guy you didn't like to begin with, and then you actually did like him later on in his Hunger Game run. He's 33 today.
Hi, I'm Ray. I live here in Long Island with my wife, Deborah.
And did you know on Everybody Loves Raymond, they actually did have kids? I mean, I watched a lot of that show, and you forget that they had kids. They would mention them, and they'd have toys spread out all around the living room. But I bet you the kids were on like a third of the episodes.
Yeah, they were.
At the most.
They weren't doing much when they were on either.
No, and Madeline Sweetin is 28. She was the daughter on Everybody Loves Raymond. And she is 28. Joe,
wow.
Gone but not forgotten. Here's your turn. This is why you're here. Don't let me down.
Oh, I would not let you down. These famous people would have celebrated birthdays on this day. Author and educator Helen Keller, born 1880.
You know what? Helen Keller has not had that much excitement related to her up to this point until you just read her birthday, Joe.
I mean,
you're bringing a new kind of energy and excitement to Helen Keller.
To Helen Keller.
Move on.
You have any? Oh, you don't have any?
No audio for Helen Keller now.
Children's television host. Oh, and this is one of my favorites. Bob Keeshan.
Oh, I remember because you asked it the last time.
That's
the last time that you saw me and my pussycat.
Right.
Yeah. You asked me what my pussycat's name was.
Right.
Why do you want to know,
Bob? Why don't you just tell him stop asking questions? What was the tiger's name?
Let's see, what was that tiger's name?
Abyssinia.
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 Yeah.
After the ping pong ball.
Here come the ping pong balls, Joe. You remember that.
I do.
From old Captain Kangaroo. So were you a Mr. Moose guy, or did you like Bunny Rabbit, or would you prefer maybe Mr. Green Jeans?
Oh, I loved them all.
They were all great, weren't they?
You know, he began his career as Clarabelle the Clown on Howdy Doody.
That's a great start. You knew he was destined for greatness.
And he knew
once
he was
started as Clarabelle.
Captain Kangaroo. I remember watching it every morning.
So, you know, when people complain, I get some complaints, and the one complaint we get the most about the Bob Almanac is that we don't have enough opera. There's
so
not enough opera. Not enough opera on the Bob. When was she born, Joe?
1932.
And is that all you have?
This must be the first time that you've had an opera singer on Bob FM.
It probably is, and it could be the last. You know what? Neil's staff let you down. They forgot Rudy Perpich. The former, you know, he went from being a dentist to Governor Goofy.
Yeah.
Rudy Perpich, he had two terms. They were not consecutive terms. He was the 34th and 36th governor of Minnesota, an Iron Ranger, born on the state in 1928. And in 29...
We're going to get our title back. We're going to get our belts back. We're going to beat the bums that stole our belts. We're going to get anybody that's in our way. We're not going to rest until we get our championship belts back. Come in here, Crusher, and show them.
That's right. When me and Bruiser were champions.
Oh, a cameo from the Crusher.
Watching the dollies in a bikini.
Dick the Bruiser was born on this day, 1929. He was not related to the Crusher, even though some people thought they were brothers. They looked an awful lot alike. But Dick the Bruiser, this day, 1929. Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Thank you, Joe, for coming in.
You're welcome.
A quick plug for your service on Sunday, Highway 65.
Sunday at 10 a.m. If you want to get into Bible study, get there at 8:45 so you can have some Bible study class for those that you can't make it on Thursdays, which we have Bible study tonight at 7 o'clock. We'd welcome you. I'd like you to come and join us on any given Sunday. Come in at, you know, we serve cookies, homemade cookies and rolls and all kinds of good stuff and free coffee and everything is free. And come and join us every Sunday at 10 a.m.
Thank you very much for filling in for Neil Freeman.
How about, you know, I didn't hear him in the background today, a little bit of background.
That's tomorrow. We'll do that tomorrow. Okay. Virtual Neil will be featured and starring tomorrow on the Bob Almanac. We're going to start out your no-repeat workday with some Lori Morgan next. She's 60.
All you need for...